Deutschlandfunk Kultur Klangkunst.
Wie werden wir gute Ahnen? Was können wir für künftige Generationen tun? In welchem Zustand hinterlassen wir die Welt, wenn unser Leben zu Ende geht? Solche Fragen hat der Klangkünstler Jonathan Chaim Royce über ein Jahr lang bearbeitet. Dafür hat er eine künstliche Intelligenz mit Texten über langfristiges Denken trainiert. Nun spielt er die Ergebnisse zurück an uns Menschen. Ein dreiköpfiges Vokalensemble zieht akustische Bilanz. Seeking, Truth, Seeking, so heißt ihr Soundritual, gleich zu hören hier in der Klangkunst im Deutschlandfunk Kultur. Herzlich willkommen. Der generative Audiostream Ahnen in Arbeit, The Good Ancestor, war geprägt durch einen Dialog von Mensch und Maschine. Am Anfang stand ein Text des Virologen Jonas Salk. Unsere größte Verantwortung ist es, gute Ahnen zu sein, das schrieb er 1977. Diesen und weitere Texte ließ der Künstler Jonathan Royce von einer künstlichen Intelligenz weiterdenken. In mehreren Workshops antworteten darauf wiederum Menschen mit neuem Trainingsmaterial für die KI. Zum Abschluss kommen nun noch einmal die Menschen zu Wort. Die Sängerinnen Faye Houston, Johanna Bramley und Cassia Sermon reagieren auf den Audiostream in einer gut 20-minütigen Performance. Ahnen in Arbeit, The Good Ancestor, ist Teil der Reihe Continuum von Deutschlandfunk Kultur und ORF Kunstradio. Hier entstehen regelmäßig generative Klangkompositionen, die jeweils ein Jahr lang dauern. Jonathan Chaim Royce, geboren 1982 in den USA, lebt als Künstler, Musiker, Komponist und Forscher in den Niederlanden. In seinen Arbeiten beschäftigt er sich mit dem Zusammenspiel von Kunst, Wissenschaft und Technologie. Royce ist Mitbegründer der Kulturinitiative 3 in Den Haag und der Plattform for Thought in Motion. Hören Sie Seeking Truth Seeking von Jonathan Chaim Royce.
Similarly, there are ethical principles that would not wholly all out, but would encourage the beneficial use of science and scientific knowledge.
Oh, Thank you. I will live within you, you will live within me, all the days, all the nights. To be human is to feel, seek of what is real, oh say, all sound.
Meanwhile, in effect, inner jigger that has evolved to become the tools and the trustees of endow with a freedom of will to choose from among alternatives.
We are, in effect, MAG consumers who wish to gain access to science.
As we who move beyond ostracism and fear to continue to pursue our overreach,
it truly seems we are, in a way, living in a world in which honest discourse is
unimportant, and it can't be caused by God.
We are not, in effect, energy. You can be and the higher earth, and you need health care.
We are, in effect, about to become adults and learn to approach a world far more complicated than one could command. It is all right to think that if scientists, we are, in effect, bringing those principles to the surface through hard work, salt, and cultural expression. That ultimately is what is having the effect of compassion and beings.
You will live within me all the days, all the nights.
Possession of consciousness.
The
old existing and expansive ethic would be abandoned. The same would be true for the non-human ethic. And we must examine where we draw the line between a naturalistic and the question of humans' worthiness. In other forms of life, white privilege would help maintain the individual rights of individuals, the abolition of slavery, the abolition of bureaucratic forms of government, and the abolition of the death penalty, same-sex marriage, fundamental human rights.
Eating out in every soap, more keeping going on. Malik eating our way, woo, you better stay. Leave them all and leave behind, what you seek is what you find. Woo, bring a glee, polite in something neat. Go, 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 he leave my heavenly, heavenly eyes. Oh, no, go, in heavenly eyes.
Are we being good ancestors? In recent time, science and medicine have been regarded by some as anti-human and as the cause of many of our present-day problems. However, there is a difference in the scientific attitude and in the scientific ethic itself, which is neither pro nor anti-human, but merely expressive of truth-seeking. It is the ethic of humans which determines whether the results of the work of scientists will be used benevolently in terms of present or future generations. Are we being good ancestors? In recent time, science and medicine have been regarded by some as anti-human and as the cause of many of our present-day problems. However, it is the ethic of humans which determines whether the results of the work of scientists will be used benevolently in terms of present or future generations.
Sie hörten Seeking Truth Seeking von Jonathan Chaim Royce mit Faye Houston, Johanna Bramley und Cassia Zerman. Ton Dylan Beatty und Jonathan Chaim Royce. Produktion Deutschlandfunk Kultur, ORF Kunstradio und CTM Festival 2023.